Blog Talk Radio.
Hang your clothes.
that's not the case. Of a broken heart exposed, of a love foreclosed. Put the sign up, it's over. Come on. Ain't nobody home. That's what the sign says. No access tonight. You know nothing hurts as much as a love for clothes. Solitary tale of a broken heart exposed. Nothing hurts a man like a love.
But that was a close call, you guys. If you really want to, you really need to get his permission and let him know, hey, this is not for profit. Or if it is for profit, go through the proper channels and ask for permission on things, you know, a no does not hurt, but at least you went for the effort. But to be honest, I think it would be a good idea for Prince to put together like a documentary of his performances. And you know what? I think it would be great to put it, to edit it through the eyes of his fans and those who attend his concerts. Wouldn't that be awesome to put together like a video, a documentary of Prince performances worldwide? But you guys like send in your videos, your concert footage to Prince, and then he could like go ahead and produce it as a film, a compilation of all the, you guys sending in videos and concert footage. I think that would be like a collage of you guys' work and expressing your love to Prince, and then Prince could produce it and edit it and just put it all together. And I think that would be an amazing body of work, and it probably would be at all the film festivals, and who knows what would happen. But I think that would be a great way to, you know, to really just start doing that. Some of you send in like copies of your footage to Prince and say, hey, you should start putting out our footage together and create documentaries of your love for us and our love for you. I think that would be cool. I'm just putting it out there, you know. And Prince and MPG and all, they listen to the show. You know, Dr. Fink and Andre Simone and Wendy and Lisa and my dear friend, evangelist Denise Matthews, Vanity. I heard from her on Facebook the other day. I need to call in and pray with she and her church members in San Francisco. Love praying with them. But again, that would be a great concept and a great idea, you know, really. And then insert, like, interviews with those who frequent. I have friends. I have not been to one Prince concert, but I have friends who, I know my friends right here in Jackson. Because one of my friends, I think he told me he's been to like 100. One of my friends, I have friends that have been to like so many concerts. It's ridiculous. But those of you that are putting up those videos, you know, that was a close call right there. Because they had like 22 of you guys singled out and in a lawsuit. That was a close call. And I know Prince is a billionaire. He shouldn't, but that's not the point. The point is the principle of the fact of not getting permission to make money. You wouldn't want anybody doing that to you, right? So he's just making the point, and it's not personal, but it's all business because of how the industry is. Prince should start having symposiums also to educate fans of music and music lovers and musicians regarding what one goes through, because Prince is blessed to really own rights to his music, to most of them, you know, to most, you know, when he was going through that Warner Brothers situation, that was what that was all about, because when Prince was young, even though this show is not about Prince, but I'm just making a point, when Prince first signed Warner Brothers, he told him, hey, I'll sign with you, but I have to wear all the hats. You know, I have to wear all the hats. And so he stuck his guns until now, from how many years later. So so not just with Prince, but anybody else, even everyday average people. You can't just, it's best to ask for permission. Even I'm a person that's always taking pictures of filming people. And when friends tell me no, it's not okay, don't put that up. Don't post my pictures. Don't post videos of me. I don't. That's for everyday people. And so you know, Prince, he can't let individuals or companies or corporations get away with that. You know, and there are corporations and companies that do that. You know, we do have our freedom, right, to do things But I'll be quiet because this show is about empowerment by Morris Foundation. As you know, I'm an Avon lady, and I've been with Morris since 2010. I saw the Avon Project as a teenager successfully. My website is not up now. It won't be back up to probably 3 or 4 more weeks. But I'm still actively supporting and love Avon. I've loved Avon since I was brought into this world. My family all love Avon. I just found out recently that my grandmother sold Avon. My aunt, who was the first black person who was hired as a salesperson at the Sears here, she sold Avon. And my mother, she just used to just cover me in Avon as a baby. And so 45 years later, I still love Avon. So no one can take my love away from some of my favorite American and worldwide companies, because some companies I just have loved since I was born. Sears and JCPenney's and it goes on and on. What happened to Spiegel? I said, love me some Spiegel. But there are companies that I have loved, just like many of you, a USAA based and also based in the state of Mississippi. Some of my favorites are not in existence anymore. But that's something that we need to talk about more. That's something that the president talked about in the State of the Union address the other night. Also, how important it is to focus more on American products, and that's how we create jobs, by focusing on American products and also working on our exporting business also, but maintaining and building and making more American-made products and also having a successful international relationship with other countries where we can properly export. And some people say that this is the lowest rated State of the Union address since 2000, since Bill Clinton was in office. Mom and I, we did doze off, and I did watch it, and I did doze off, but then I watched it again before broadcast so I could just absorb and just suck in what he was saying. And I was impressed. I was impressed when I first heard it, and when I impressed the second time. I mean, there's so much that a person can say within an hour. And so he pretty much put the meat in, and you know, it's the words and the importance, the compassion, and to talk about the priorities that should be important. What was really good, you know. So I just won't go on. Oh, but again, thank you for tuning in. But Empowerment Foundation, Mark is a brand of Avon, and just recently it used to be a separate entity, like a baby sister, you know. It was considered an Avon brand. It's been around for 10 years. But this past summer, those of us that are known as Mark Girls and Mark Guys, we had the choice of transitioning to be full-fledged Avon reps, so we sell all the products, not just Mark. And because either Avon men and women sold Avon products, and then there were those of us that only sold Mark. But as of the summer, we transitioned where Mark is a part of Avon. But then also, Mark has, there's Avon Foundation for Women, which is a proponent for breast cancer awareness and domestic violence. But then also, on the other hand, Mark has the initiative Empowerment by Mark Foundation. And Mark of Empowerment Foundation was created back in 2008, back when Lauren Conrad, I love Lauren Conrad, I loved her ever since the Hills days. And she's getting ready for a wedding. She's engaged, so I have to congratulate her. But Lauren Conrad, she was still the brand ambassador when I joined Mark. And then Ashley Green was the brand ambassador, not only for Mark, but also for Empowerment Foundation. But Lucy Hale has been our brand ambassador for ever since last spring, early summer, and she's doing a spectacular job. Just a multi-talented young lady, and she's doing a great job promoting Empowerment Foundation. You can find out more about Empowerment. I've tweeted out and posted information this morning, but Empowerment. I'm looking at meetmark.com. You can visit meetmark.com, of course, avon.com, where you can check out different sections regarding of breast cancer awareness and domestic violence. But at MeekMurray.com, you would definitely see empowerment. And if you have a Magalog or need a Magalog or look at the e-catalog, you would see products that the profits, all proceeds, go to help Empowerment Foundation bring awareness to teen dating violence and domestic partnership violence also. And probably about a year and a half ago, I did a show strictly about the Empowerment Foundation and went over to different colleges and universities over America that the Empowerment Foundation has helped. But two of the hottest products that are new now are the Mighty on One Side, Pretty on the Other, One Empowerment Message, and it's Mighty Pretty Empowerment Bracelet. Mighty on One Side and Pretty on the Other Side, and it's going for $25, and I shared that on my Twitter page. But one thing that Lucy Hale says on MeekMark.com website is that I'm so proud to partner with Empowerment by Mark in the fight against dating abuse and partner violence. Join me in making a difference. And she has an awesome PSA about how 1 in 4 women will be abused by a partner in her lifetime. A study showed 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. Lucy Hale supports the Empowerment by Mark initiative dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating abuse and partner violence. And so check out the PSA video if you have not. And I'll share it again too. I'll do my best to share the information. But ways that you can, let me go ahead and like read some that's on the website, pretty much what I've gone over already. Learn more and support our philanthropic initiative dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating abuse and partner violence. Funds are raised to benefit education and prevention programs in communities across the country. And it's not just organizational college campuses, but you can find Empowerment Foundation organizations all over on college campuses and also all over America. Since Empowerment by Mark was launched in fall of 2008, more than $1 million has been raised to benefit education and prevention programs in communities across the country. Empowering and spreading the word and making a contribution today. So it was a few of the organizations are Love is Respect Org. Love is Respect Org provides resources for teens, parents, friends, and family, peer advocates, government officials. Wait a second. My information popped off my screen. That's why I like pen and paper. Murphy's Law. Love is Respect. A Break the Cycle, which empowers the youth to end domestic violence. Their website engages and educates, empowers youth to build. To build better relationships. And right now they have a campaign going on their website, Love is Respect. Oh, this is loveisrespect.org website. On their website, they state that dating basics, it's important to take action. You know, ways to find out if you're in an abusive relationship, and also numbers where you can get help. You can get in touch with Love is Respect.org at 1-866-331-9474, and you can on their website they do live chats, and also you can text Love Is to 22522. On their website, dated January 28th, they state that we know that talking about dating abuse is the first step to ending it. That's why we're so excited that Healthcare Service Corporation is supporting our Start Talking campaign. So they have a campaign called Start Talking Campaign. They made this amazing video. So there's a video on their website. I'm going to be sharing it throughout my social media profiles, and also you can visit their website to get more information also. Pretty impressive, right? Well, now you can share the love right back. So you can vote for that video in Boston College's 2014 Corporate Citizenship Film Festival. If you feel safe, share your vote on social media. Together, we'll get everyone talking about healthy relationships. That's important. We need healthy relationships, period. So they say that with friends, your friends can be great support systems for helping you if you are in an unhealthy or abusive relationship. Many times friends already know or see that your relationship is unhealthy. Yeah, but we're still in love. We don't see it, right? And sometimes we think that, oh, that person acts like that because, and, you know, guys get in crazy relationships too, so it's not the young ladies. Oh, you know, guys are also victims. But sometimes you think, oh, that person is just acting all jealous because they love me so much. But you really have to pay attention sometimes and see how things progress. It goes on that many times friends already know or see that your relationship is unhealthy. However, even if they do know, telling them about your situation, it still be hard. You might wonder, what if they tell someone else? What would they think of me? Will they understand? Will they judge me? And then another blog on their website goes by saying, a friend you trust. Start by picking someone you feel you can trust. Make sure to specifically point out anything you want to keep secret and share the fact that breaking your trust may put you in danger, you know, when you want to let people know that you're in an unhealthy situation. And they might not know that. You know, some people think that maybe your relationship is all hunky, all fun, and it's really not, but you're just sitting on a good face or acting really good, you know, like everything is okay, you know. But I feel you, because I've been in situations like that, you know. You've been in a situation where your partner is like, it's just not right. But then when you're around others, you got to put up this front and a smile, like everything's still cool when it's not, you know. And that's not a good place to be in. Oh, remember, I do know, because that's not good. So I wish organizations were around when I was a teenager, and in my 20s, like Empowerment Foundation and Love is Respect and other organizations. I just wish, you know, that was just really cool. One of my guys' Facebook friends, a guy that's a filmmaker and has his own entertainment company, he posted this morning about how one of his friends recently committed suicide because of, you know, domestic situations that he had been involved in and, you know, committed suicide. So it affects, you know, males and females. But it goes on to say that remember that even though you might be really close, it may still find it hard to talk to your friends about your relationship. They might already know your situation or have an idea of what it might be, but they could also be totally surprised. If you don't like the reaction, switch the conversation. Remember, you can only control yourself, not what your friend does. Be very clear about what you don't want them to tell others, especially if it concerns your safety. You know your friends best. Try to pick the ones who are most likely to support you. Support from friends. Yeah, because some friends might say, oh, you're just talking, or might not believe that your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner is mistreating you. You know, some people just are in denial, because sometimes a person show one side, like they're all kind and all sweet, but then within their relationship, they're abusive, you know. Because I know many of you guys know what I'm saying, and it happens. Support from friends can come in many different ways. Support may be something as simple as them just being there for you and listening to what you have to say. It can also be someone that gives you advice when you need it. Another way your friends can also be supportive is by helping you create or carry out a safety plan, you know, a safety plan where no one gets hurt. Friends can walk to and from classes with you during school, make sure they never leave you alone with your abuser. And, you know, the mental abuse sometimes is just as bad and detrimental as physical abuse when they're with you. Keep important things with them if you're afraid that your partner might find them when they're with you. For example, any evidence that your partner is abusing you. Exactly, because, you know, sometimes people might come to you for help and you need help yourself, you know. So, whoa, now that's something. Make sure you have a ride wherever you go. Remember that friends are the ones most likely to know and see that you're in an abusive relationship. Yeah, some people see it coming, I've been in situations where friends have told me, you don't need to get involved with that person. Back in my younger days. And I would think sometimes, like, wow, I should have listened. You know, but now you're so much in love. You know, and it's, and love is good. But, you know, it's love, but what's the, so there's a saying where love doesn't hurt. You know, love shouldn't hurt. So set your boundaries. Once you decide to share your situation, consider the, what role you want your friends to play. If you only want to talk and not receive advice, try to let them know. If you want what you share to be confidential, tell them up front. That's really important. That's one thing I like about myself. If I do my best to keep things confidential. And then if I do tell somebody something or share something with people and I know it's supposed to be confidential, I let them know up front, you know, and, hey, this is confidential because it might be, you know, you don't know the consequences of something, right? Know that the friend you tell might inform someone else of physical abuse or is happening and they're worried for your safety. Yeah, sometimes people think they're helping you, but they're not because they might be endangering you more. So that's one reason, you know, like, oh, my God, it's, if you tell so-and-so and then when that person, your partner, find out, then they might, you know, beat you up or get more abusive. So you have to really, you know, be careful. They may inform your school, family, even the police. Sharing can be a risk, but the support you receive will hopefully outweigh any violation of trust. Because the thing is to escape plan is to get out of it safely. Not everyone will understand what happens after you share. Often friends may react in a way that makes you feel like they're mad at you when they're really mad at your abusive partner or the situation that's set because they love you and don't want you to be mistreated. If they start ranting against your significant other, let them know that it hurts and isn't helpful. If you need guidance, find a support system with your friends. You can always talk with loveisrespect.org. We can help you find another way to get support. And one thing about it, you know, Avon Lady, Mark Empowerment Foundation, you know, we can get you help. That's one thing I like about being an Avon Lady and selling Mark and selling Avon. Because I, you know, the cause is so important to me. Because I've worked for Fashion Fair before, and I talked with Fashion Fair probably at one of the local department stores that I used to work at. It was another name before. And I had talked with them, and they were like, they would love to have me to or work with them again. And but you can't, you know, you can't sell, like, same product, same business. Even though you're self-employed when you're selling Avon, when you work at a another, like at that department store, they don't want you doing anything else that's similar. And so one reason why I'm like, you know, I was like, I can't let go of Mark and Avon because the cause of Empowerment Foundation and the Foundation for Women is so important to me. You know, personally and just caring about people, it's important for people to be educated and know that there are healthy relationships that we can get involved in. And I know people in healthy relationships. There are examples out there. But, you know, we see people in unhealthy relationships of all ages getting hurt. And, but if you can start off young and early and age knowing the telltale signs, that's good, you know, because who wants to have to study on their homework and their lessons and getting out in the world working and starting their own businesses and then have to deal with the effects of unhealthy relationships? No one. But Empowerment Foundation is amazing. I'll continue talking about Empowerment Foundation and the Avon Foundation for Women. You can visit avonfoundation.org to get more information about Avon overall. Charitable arms, and then also meet at the Avon website, avon.com, at meetmark.com. You can check out the areas talking about empowerment, and you know, all throughout the websites and meetmark.com, you see the PSAs and all of that. And if you network with me, you always see information from Avon. We have the breast cancer awareness walks and going on, always something going on. And it's just amazing. So I'm going to continue talking about that on next Thursday. But just wanted to let you know. more about Empowerment Foundation that is there. And then also you can help without even realizing it. Just find one or two or all of the Empowerment Foundation items from makeup to jewelry to whatever. There's an amazing compact with a lipstick that we also have that is amazing. So really, really important. Hey, and you guys do not miss one of my favorite guys, Ryan Seacrest, this morning. iHeart Radio, Kiss FM, Los Angeles, on Twitter, on air with Ryan. He and his awesome friend, Ellen Kay, official Ellen Kay. Check them out this morning because the First Lady is in L.A., three-day trip. The President is like this morning I've seen where he's in Wisconsin today, but the First Lady is in L.A., and she'll be talking about her Let's Move project. And you know what? When she kicked off the Let's Move project a few years back, she kicked it off first here in Jackson, Mississippi, at junior high school that I went to in seventh grade, at Brinkley Junior High School, and Ronald Reagan was elected president. First Lady kicked off the Let's Move campaign. Her first stop was here in Jackson, Mississippi. So she'll be talking to Ryan today on his show, on air with Ryan, about different projects and so on, because I know she's in L.A. Doing things with the Democratic committees there and fundraising. But she'll be talking about the Let's Move, and, you know, we all want to live healthy and happier lives. So that's, I love that website. I used to visit that website a lot. Then we had the government shutdown. So I hadn't been on it since the government shutdown, but whenever I, because, you know, I share information, especially on Mondays, on Motivating Mondays from the Let's Move website. So if you've never visited the Let's Move website, definitely check it out, because there's a wealth of health and nutrition information on there for not just kids, but adults. But one reason why Jackson, Mississippi was her first stop, you know, Mississippi is one of the fattest states in the country. You know, we're always in the top two or three. If we're not number one, we're always number two or three. Because, yes, indeed. So so when she stopped, when she kicked off the Let's Move project, Haley Barbour was our governor then. But then she and Rachel Ray came back last spring to celebrate Let's Move. This time they went to Clinton. But, yeah, it's really awesome. But amazingly, when I used to